Good morning. We're continuing Chilin Hilchos Shabbos and the learning cloud Lamed Aleph Lamed Hey, which includes the Melacha of Memachik, Mesartet and Memachik, and we're looking at the Siman Hey, where the Chaya exempts food from the concept of Memareach. I was smelling something out. We mentioned a point. I'll clarify a few points over here. The Chilin says that since it's possible to eat it without that, this is the language of the Ramah in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Yates. And there the Magen Ram points out, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, if you have a food which without the Meruach would be impossible to eat, the Meruach is doing a dover, there is doing a significant act, or it's starting out not as an oichel, and therefore it would be also because of Memareach. And the Ramah does say that if a person is machmer be machal of tapuchim shadarka b'chach tovu labracha, it's appropriate to be careful with that. Mishmura says to take baked apples or cooked apples, and they're spread it out on bread to eat, and that's going to be mutter. So what exactly is this case that we're supposed to be machmer about? So the Bir Halacha says it's something with the derech is the yapas al hachlik amaychal ayin miruach, that the derech is to make it look nice by smoothing it out. It gives it a better appearance. So the smoothing is not just for achila purposes, but it's to give it a better appearance. So that looks like an act of mireach, and that's where we're saying one should be machmer. That's the point that he says over there. So let's say a person is spreading it out because he doesn't want to have spots which are empty. So a person has put a certain amount of margarine on a piece of bread, and see, now he wants to spread it to a spot where it's not there. So in that situation, one could mistakenly think that the goal over there is the yipur. It looks nicer. It's everywhere. That's not really his goal. His goal isn't necessarily to make it look nicer. His goal is he wants to have the spread in all of the spots where he's eating. And if the reason why a person would be doing it is because he wants it to look more even and more balanced, not because he's interested in it from the chila aspect, that would go into this idea. The person is doing it liyapur to make it look nice. Does have a concern of meruach, because now it's not an ugly purpose, it's an aesthetic purpose, which is a different type of purpose. So the concept of meruach, I would apply to it. If a person takes the food and uses it for non-food purposes, so then again meruach is going to, that we see that the meruach is going to apply. So in the end of Shin Yudal, it talks about a case where a person has a hole in a barrel and they take a thick oil and they put it in. So the act of smoothing that down to make it fit in would be a problem of meruach, even though it's something which is edible, but you're not using it for its edible purposes. So based on this, I saw an interesting sock from Rafalk in his Sefer Zohar V'Shomer. He says, so making snowballs on Shabbos, because part of the goal is to make a nice smooth surface. If a person just picks up a chunk and uses it as a quote unquote as a snowball, it's not a ball, just a chunk. The person hasn't smoothed it out. The person wants to shape it, so the goal is to create a certain consistency and shape that he holds it goes under the umbrella of the issue of meruach, and the concept of meruach ba'ochlam, even theoretically as ice is edible, would not be relevant because the person is not going to be eating it, and the purpose is not to help it with the chila. It's a totally different purpose, so that would go under this umbrella. In regards to whether snow is muksa, most poskim hold snow is not muksa. So that would not be a concern, but the concern is making it into a snowball is an issue. there is a second concern when the snow, it started to freeze and attach to the ground, so maybe it should be considered like it's an act of being mekalkel the karka, because it's mechubar the karka. So that's an interesting discussion. But with regards to regular, simple, plain snow sitting on the ground, there'd be no issue to pick it up. It's not considered muksa. The person wants to shovel their walk because there's snow there to make sure that people don't get hurt. The person could do that. It's not a problem with moving muksa. If it's a significant concern, it would be muksa anyway. We're matter muksa to prevent people getting hurt. You have a person who's compromised the ability to walk, and we want to remove the snow because there's a good chance the person would fall if we don't do so. It might be a different set of halachas, but reality is we paskin that the most person paskin that snow is not muksa, so there wouldn't be a concern of shoveling a person's walk on Shabbos. Have a good day.